Now, I want to bring Mr. John Acuff out here to teach you guys for a few minutes. He is an awesome, awesome, world-class speaker. Please welcome to the stage, John Acuff.
It is an honor to be here with you tonight, and I want to start our conversation off with a story about my family at the Free Zoo. I don't know if you've ever been to the Free Zoo. That's what we call the pet store. And it is a delightful experience because you get to play with the animals and actually hang out with them, and then you go home and it costs $0. We call the lobster tank at Walmart the free aquarium. Now, granted, it's a niche aquarium. There's only one animal alive. The rest are sleeping. But it'll do in a pinch. And one night we were there at the pet store, and I was trying to keep my kids' hands clean. I don't know if you ever do that as a parent. I was saying, don't touch that turtle, salmonella. You know, take this antibacterial foam and spray. And I was doing my best. And we got in the car, and I felt like I had won, like I had been a good parent that night until we were driving away. And I looked up in the rearview mirror, and McCray, my one-year-old daughter at the time, had taken off her shoe, her little yellow Croc, and was licking the bottom. Just enjoying some of that pet store mesquite. Mmm! Taste the rainbow. And I realized, okay, I didn't win in that situation. I didn't come out on top in that. And I was never a germ guy before I had kids, but kids change things, don't they? They're like these cute little adorable grenades in your life. They change everything. And when we had kids, we realized we need to change cars. We had a two-door Camry. It had 180,000 miles on it. And I don't know if you ever tried to put a child seat in the back of a two-door Camry. You need like Cirque du Soleil body contortion to get that in there. And so we said, okay, we're getting rid of this Camry. We're going to sell it. And so one day, four of us stood in the driveway in Atlanta, Georgia, where I lived at the time. And I was there. My wife was there. There was a father and a son who had come to look at the car. And my wife said, I think the car is worth $2,100. I feel like $2,100 is a fair price. And then I said, I think $2,000 is fair. And then it got kind of quiet, like the air got sucked out of the moment. And my wife said, can you hold on just one second? I'm just going to talk for a second. Did you just talk us down? Like, we're on the same team in this. Did you just reduce the price? You're a horrible negotiator. Can you go inside while I finish this? That wasn't emasculating at all. Not at all. But she was right. I was a horrible negotiator. I was horrible with money in general. I was one of those guys that would buy things and call them emergencies. And I hate to admit this, but guys, buying a bigger television before the Super Bowl, really not an emergency. But ladies, here's what we're afraid of. Let me tell you what we guys are afraid of. We're afraid there's going to be a touchdown that happens outside of our television. Right? Like, we're afraid the announcer's going to go, amazing catch, one-handed touchdown happened just outside of 32 inches. You folks that own a 47-inch TV got served a treat. That's what we're afraid of, and that's how I thought about money and debt and negotiating. I was a mess. So what happened? What changed? How did I get up here? Well, I started to learn the principles Dave teaches in Financial Peace University. And it changed my life. It changed the way I looked at money, and it even changed the way I looked at negotiating. Because I used to feel like negotiating was really complex and complicated, but it's actually not. It's really pretty simple. In fact, there are 7 simple rules for successful negotiating, and that's what I want to tell you about tonight. Rule number 1, always tell the absolute truth. You should write "don't lie" in your workbook, because that's just a good rule for life. And it's a simple one, but you'd be surprised how tempting it is when you're in the middle of a negotiation to fib the details a little to save a little more money. But let me tell you, your character is worth more than $50. It's worth more than an extra 10%. And in fact, Tom Stanley wrote a book called The Millionaire Mind, where he studied decamillionaires, people worth $10 million or more. And the greatest characteristic he found in all of those people he studied was fanatical integrity. They fought to hold on to their integrity, and you need to, too, in the middle of a negotiation. That's rule number 1. Rule number 2, use the power of cash. And this is a fun one, because so few people use cash now that when you pull it out, it's like a zebra's entered the room. And people, what? It's all green? What is that? And I like to pull it out and do what I call the Benjamin Franklin peacock tail, where I kind of fan it, and I let the air conditioning in the store wave it seductively during the conversation. And then if things aren't going well, I start to put it up. Like, okay, once I fold it, once it goes in that pocket, there's no encore song. I mean, it's not coming back out for another number. Use cash. It's powerful. Rule number 3, use the walk-away power. Now, this one's kind of complicated. It's going to be fast. I've asked the cameraman to slow down the HD film because I want them to be able to capture it. So just pay attention. Focus on my shirt. It's very bright and on fire. Okay, here it goes. Walk-away power. Did you see it? Did you catch it? It starts with what I call the shoulder turn of doubt. Like, I doubt you're giving me a good price. And now I'm turning, and now I'm in motion. That's how you do it. And you'd be surprised how many conversations will happen by the door of the store and how often somebody will negotiate in a parking lot. It's different. That's rule number 3. Rule number 4, learn to shut up. Do you think I could have used that one in the driveway that day? If my wife were here, she'd say, yes, yes, he could have. This one's simple. Even a fish won't be caught if he keeps its mouth shut. And this isn't a new idea. This is biblical. I mean, let's look at Proverbs 17:28. Let's look at what that says. Even a fool is thought wise if he keeps silent, and discerning if he holds his tongue. And I'm going to show you how powerful silence is. Ready? Here's a quick demonstration. Ah, woo! Wasn't that tense? Didn't you want me to talk? Oh, it was awkward. Imagine a 10-second pause. Imagine a 20-second pause. If you're quiet in a negotiation, prices go down. Rule number 5, learn these 4 words. That's not good enough. Say, that's not good enough. That first price, that's not good enough. You combine that with the silent treatment, that's a powerful tag team. Those two are brothers. That's an easy one to do. That's not good enough. And then you sit there. Number 6, learn to identify the good guy, bad guy technique. And you see this sometimes at auto dealerships. And we're not saying use this. We're saying know when it's being used against you. You see this when you go to buy a car. You go in and the guy on the sales floor goes, I love this car. I want to put you in this car at this price. I want to give you free stuff like undercoating. It's not real, but I'll throw it in there. You go, this guy's for me. He's on my side. He goes, let me just check in the back room with my manager. And then he walks back here to a break room, has a coffee, maybe a cinnamon dolce latte. Checks his watch, comes back out and goes, ugh, that guy, I want to give you this price. I'm on your side. We're BFF. He won't do it. Ugh. He's really mean. He has one of those mean goatees, like the pointy kind. I'm so mad. If you see that starting to happen, you're getting played. Be careful. And the last rule, number 7, is learn to master the if I take away technique. If I take away. In any given sale or negotiation, there's multiple things on the table. Let's look at TVs as an example, because I referenced that earlier. If you go to buy a new TV right now, they'll say, hey, we've got this surge protector and some extra cable and some 3D glasses. And if you know you don't need those other things, you can say, all right, if I take away the 3D glasses, what's the new price on the TV? If I take away the surge protector, what's the new price on the TV? And you'll be able to change the price. And those are the 7 simple rules. But if you really want to be a master negotiator, if you want to get great at it, there's 2 things you can do. 1, go to the online resources and watch the free lesson. Dave does an entire free lesson about the ins and outs of negotiating. And the second thing you can do is keep listening to the guy who taught me everything I know about negotiating. The guy I get to bring back up on stage, ladies and gentlemen, Dave Ramsey.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep these people from interrupting our plan. Our plan is to live like no one else so later we can live and give like no one else. We're going to decide when to make the purchases. We're going to have power over purchase. We're going to do those things every single time. We're going to use those negotiating techniques that John talked about every single time, and we're going to do the steps I talked about every single time when you're doing a major, significant purchase. Now, what is your 1-minute takeaway? Write it at the bottom.
Thank you for listening to Financial Peace University, Lesson 5, Buyer Beware. Please visit daveramsey.com/FPU for further information. This audio is copyrighted 2012 by Lampo Licensing, LLC. All rights reserved, 1749 Mallory Lane, Brentwood, Tennessee, 37027. This audio recording is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. It is sold with the understanding that the publisher is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional advice. If legal advice or other expert professional assistance is required, the services of a competent professional should be sought.